Blog Talk Radio.
What it do, schoolboy? Yeah, man. This is just a spinoff of the stand up, my nigga. Don't get mad about this, but I had to do something for the mixtape. That shit was hard as fuck. So, you know, I just did my own little version of it, you know, for my shit. So, it's okay. The dagger. Yeah. Now why is everything always a struggle and fight? It's alright, it gives me something when I step to the mic. The end is in my sight, but damn, look, it's so far to travel. And I done come along so far, so I feel ready to battle. I gotta look up for them booty traps. Eating skinny snacks, you see that round tear, they off track. She need a map to state, in fact, the world and people in it are fuck. Liars, cheaters, women, beaters, everybody's corrupt. Even me, from that last line, I'm two of the three. Even though I know it's wrong because it happened to me. That shit hurt like a motherfucker, still I persist. Not jumping off a cliff, splitting wrists and killing the bitch. If that happens, I gon' take it. Yeah, life's in the hell. You ain't even worth it, bitch. I hope that nigga treats you well. I'm moving past you. I see you in my rear view. He just adding all the other bullshit I feel for. Stand up, walk strong. Even though the path's long, all I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. But if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then. Fuck you. Stand up, walk strong. Even though the path's long, all I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. And if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then. Fuck you. I gotta stay ahead. If you ain't with me, then you fall behind. I'm seeing through the pitch black. You wish that you had eyes like my materialism. Old prisons are racist. No one really gives a fuck. I'm dealing with the realism. Unity is close to none. Watch your foes, watch your friends. Money is the root of evil. Dying over Benjamins. Don't get me wrong, I love it too. Look at what we going through. But now I'm saying, if you see me, better follow through. Cause now I'm looking out for me, my niggas, and my family. People on my level with the money maker strategy. Weed is for my battery. I smoke it to charge up. But if I want to act a nut, I pop a pill and power up. 82 was in my cup. Watch me as I float around.
Dagger, put your fucking arms down. You're standing on the ground.
These faces got me thinking, now I'm feeling myself. And all these bitches want to know. So I'm just trying to help. Come on, stand up, walk strong. Even though the path's long, all I want to do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I want to care, but I don't want to fight, but I do. But if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then. Fuck you. Stand up, walk strong. Even though the path's long, all I want to do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I want to care, but I don't want to fight, but I do. And if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then. Fuck you. The dagger you can't be without, but people always talk about. I give you haters 12 bars, go ahead and let it out.
You ain't never struggled, never slept on the floor. You always out of home and food, you never ever been poor. You the cleaner, do some bitch, you don't belong in the street. She ain't the ghetto homie, more like Santa Monica Beach. Have you ever shot a nigga?
No.
Ever slap some dope?
No.
Ever slap a bitch?
No, but I push her hard though.
You see what we mean, you ain't just off for the struggle. And you ain't never been to jail, so you ain't never in trouble. You don't deserve the name of O.
No.
Your name should be Todd, cause you wear a button up and work an actual job. Do you furl?
Just pop.
You ain't hypey at all, we never see you at the swap, meet you shop at the mall.
Now I done heard what y'all have said, and I'm so happy that you think it's true. That means I'm doing something right, so all I say is fuck. Stand up, walk strong, even though the path's long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. But if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then.
Fuck you.
Stand up, walk strong, even though the path's long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. And if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then.
Fuck you.
That's right, y'all. Fuck You Fridays with Who the Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. Thanks for being here. And yes, it's another Friday, second installment of Fucking Fridays. First episode did very well. I don't know what the fuck y'all be out there doing, man, listening to me for 2 hours with my crazy ass. But, hey, thanks for doing it, and I'm glad y'all enjoying, you know, whatever happens here on Fuck You Fridays, because, as you know, it's just all talk, no music. And if you got a problem, if you got issues with anything going on with me, the world, work, whatever, family, friends, holler at your boy on Fuck You Fridays, all right? Because then we can, you know, get that shit off your chest, make you feel a little bit better. And like I said, don't go into the weekend like I've been going into the weekend all fucked up with shit on your mind and everything like that. Get that shit off your chest, get it off your mind, and enjoy yourselves on the weekend, all right? Because that's what we do here on Fuck You Fridays. But hold on real quick. Gotta walk up in the store real quick. What's up, what you doing? How you doing?
That
shit, man.
That
shit, man. Man, got you, man. That's all there is to it. Dude, I ain't told my people at the smoke shop or some shit. Like, yeah, up in the smoke shop right now. Yeah, shit. Trying to, I need some cigarettes. What else do I need? That's about it. I got my rap already. Got weed in the car. This. People looking at me like I'm talking to myself, but it's okay. Oh, man. Thanks for everybody being here. Thanks for hanging out. Like I said, I know y'all got better things I can do with y'all Fridays. So sit here and chill out with me that y'all doing that.
try to talk low. Somebody said I'm only too crazy. Maybe get some of these gummy bears. I'm going to go stand back outside so I can. Ooh, sorry, sir. Just stand back outside so I can talk freely. But, like I said, it's fucking Fridays. We're just here like, trying to make it. We made it through the week. All right, we made it through Monday, made it through Wednesday. Now it's Friday, now the weekend's here. So I hope y'all, like I said, y'all out there being safe. Whatever y'all got planned for this weekend, whether you're going out here in the street, don't do nothing too crazy. Maybe you're doing some other things. Oh, how's it going? Newport 100s. And then, you said I got the lottery here for it? You didn't get it yet? All right. I'm going to keep checking. Thank you. You know, I'm going to ask every time. Thank you, sir. All right. Got my nicotine. Got my weed. Got my rap. Now I'm going to find that nice little park spot to post up at real quick. The homie's supposed to be coming through to pick me up. So we can go to the true weed spot, you know, for those of y'all that got y'all weed cards and shit and everything like that. You know, y'all get to go to the shops, medical shops and shit. So I was supposed to roll with him to go do that. This nigga still ain't hit me up. But, all right. Now that I'm at least back in the comfort of my own car real quick, let me do my official intro, all right? So we're going to give shout out to the boss lady herself, Topaz the Shade, because as you all know without her, there is no Bang Out Radio, no Slap Sundays, no West Coast Wednesdays, no Fuck You Fridays, and no Triple M Show on Mondays. So, she's allowing me to do my motherfucking thing. And now that I'm doing that, you know, shit's been taking off. So thank you, Topaz the Shade. Like I said, you're always looking out for me, so I'm always show and give respect where it's due. Thank you very much. Also, shout out to all independent artists, you know, anybody out there doing their musical thing, singing, rapping, whatever. If you're doing your musical thing, you fucking with Bang Out Radio, shout out to you as well. And last but not least, shell tired already. Just anybody that takes the time out of their day, as I always say, to listen to my ass talk, all right, to support these independent artists, to support these shows, because like I said, without y'all doing that as well, wouldn't nothing be going down. So we all in this together, and I'm glad everything's working out for the best for everybody, all right? So good looking out, good looking out, good looking out. Now, who just texted me? Let me see who this is. Maybe that's Mo Ryan. Yeah. Oh, no, that nigga fresh, weedy. I may go smoke a blunt with this nigga on a Fuck You Friday. Let's see if this nigga's going to the house. When he goes to the house, you busy, nigga? I'm going to holler at my nigga fresh with it on Fuck You Fridays. We'll see how that goes. But also, man, before I even get to that, man, work is pissing me the fuck off right now, right about now, lately. And I'm, like I said, I'm very thankful that I fucking even have a job and all that, but it's like, damn, the shit they be going through sometimes. Because, you know, we got our office, well, my company has many branches and different offices, right? So apparently what's going on is that other people in other offices is out there doing some janky, fucked up shit. And so what the corporate higher-ups think is that, since they're doing that, all other offices must be doing that type of shit. Well, like, no, they're not. But because of that, niggas got to do all this fucking extra shit, and they watching niggas, like, with a magnifying glass and everything. We already ain't got no boss in our office, so that's even worse, because they really think we over there just fucking around. And, I really don't think we fucking around now. You go to Remy House. All right. Niggas really be thinking we over there fucking around and shit, right? And it's like, no, we just trying to do our job, do our work. But it's like, you know how shit always roll downhill, you know, no matter where, if you're in a situation, especially a job situation. You know, once the higher-ups get pissed off, then it just goes down the ladder. And people get pissed off, and people start trying to point the finger and blame this person and blame that person. And that's just where it's at right now, at least in my office, because, you know, I guess the pressure, there's being pressure put on everybody. And because of that pressure, it's causing people to act a little bit different and everything, or people starting to do opposite shit that they would normally do anyway. Like, basically, like we're in there chilling. I mean, we get our job done, but, I mean, we be chilling. We enjoy our job, and we be doing what we got to do. But now, since, you know, niggas is under a microscope and shit, niggas got to actually do, like, legit, buy the book, you know, all that type of work and everything. Y'all know what I'm talking about. When your fucking managers or your higher-ups is looking at you and you really got to do everything by the book or whatever your fucking job is or whatever, it's not no leeway in any shape, way, or form, that shit gets fucked up. And so the whole morale is in there is all fucked up. And then I come to find out motherfuckers got the nerve to keep talking about me. You know, I thought these things was done for, but obviously people still got something to say, but it always works out that way. You know why? Because to make it happens everywhere. To make yourself look better, you'll talk about the next person. You know what I mean? That's at my job, I don't talk shit about nobody. And the shit that I do talk about is never about their job. And even if it's about their job, I talk so straight up to their face. You know, ain't no being behind the bush. Ain't no going around to nobody else or whatever. And, hold on, you asking me what I got popping right now on the radio show, nigga. Was gonna do. Oh, my bad, y'all. Texting and driving. See, I can, but don't, if you can't do it, don't do it, but I can text and drive, so that's what I'm doing right now. All right, I was gonna. Yeah, let me stay all the way in fucking Norwalk. I mean, I ain't going all the way out there. I'm good. Well, I gotta tell this nigga on the radio was gonna come through. Oh, but see, I still smoke before we see. We all gonna smoke. Smoke one before y'all roll. All right, yeah, that'll work. But yeah, but see, and then when you get the pressure, and when people like, well, what we like to call the term we use is throwing people under the bus. You know, and it sucks when people is all in there doing the same shit. Like, don't sit up here and talk about me like I'm not doing nothing or I'm doing this and that or whatever when I can look over and say, and you doing the same exact fucking thing. You know what I mean? Don't blow yourself up like you in here doing everything perfect and we all in here on the same level doing the same shit. That's what I be on. And then, you know what I mean? And if you're gonna confront somebody or blame somebody or try to say somebody's doing something, then you say it to me or you say it to that person with me standing right there. You know, I should have to hear it from somebody else, like, you know what, they was over there talking about you. They went to this person and said this. Really? That's where we're at with shit? It's shit like that that pisses me the fuck off. Because it's like, number one, like I said, I'm the type, this is how I've always been when it comes to work. You know what I mean? I keep my mouth shut, keep my head out of the whatever's going on, and I do my fucking work. I go work, you know, collect my money and get the fuck out. Don't bother nobody. Don't trip on nobody. Here, you ugly bitch. Don't do none of that, right? And don't worry about that. But it's like that. When people get scared themselves or get scared, like they feel like something's going on with them, they need somebody to blame. You know, what do you call a scapegoat? Everybody always wants a scapegoat or want to blame somebody. You know me. I'm a big person on personal responsibility. Take responsibility for yourself. Oh well. I mean, everything's kind of down now because, I mean, it must be Leon because, I mean, I'm doing this and that, this, and all he does is this. Like I said, I got, and people realize when you just sit and be quiet and chill and just observe your surroundings, everybody's dirt. They're usually spitting out their dirt or, you know, you just see everybody else's dirt. So if I had to be that type of nigga, like, yo, she does this, you know, I see her do this. She has these people come visit. You know, these people ain't even supposed to be here. She's doing this. You know, I can do that. But why? It doesn't affect me in any way for me to do that. And, you know, nobody likes a tattletale. You know, nobody likes snitches. And like I said, that's her and her money. That ain't got nothing to do with me. That's their money. But when people want to start talking about my shit and start trying to fuck off my money, then I got a fucking problem with that. And then try to act like, you know, and then people ask nobody, you know, nobody said nothing, like everything's all good. They're like, you know, what are you talking about? What's the problem? What's the issue? Motherfucker, you talking shit. That's the issue. The problem is, you're going to continue to talk shit, then like I said, say it to my fucking face. I can't stand people that feel that. And then you go to, like, well, everybody talks to me. Because I'm not that type of person. I'm not going to have no issues. I'm not going to have no problems. You know, so people talk to me and they're comfortable talking to me, telling me things and that. So you think the people you snitch on are gonna come back to people you snitching to, not snitching on, snitching to, ain't gonna come back and tell me that, you know, that you were snitching on me? And then again, I'm not the type of person that I get up and like, man, why the fuck are you over here talking shit about me? Why are you doing this? Like, if it was a street situation or anything like that, it would be a whole different story. But, you know, a nigga got to be humble. Because I still have to, you know, I keep going back to that, but I still have to work with these people. And I mean, I'm not saying to these people, like, you know, I got issues with all of them or anything like that. I mean, I love the people that I work with. It's just that, you know, you can love, like you say, you love your family, but your family fucks with you. And there's certain shit you wish you couldn't, you could fucking do. This shit right here is ridiculous. Because it makes no fucking sense. Everybody, you know, always want to talk about, yeah, we're a team. You know, it's a team. We're all in this together. Looking out for each other. Got each other's backs. We're doing this. That's how it's supposed to be, but it's not fucking that. You know, if the team fails, then the team fails. Don't start sitting here like, oh, you're doing this, you're doing this. Because my job to do something as far as work goes, and especially at this job, because they are paying me enough to do without no questions about it. That's why I question it, because they're paying your boy pretty well. So I'm going to do to get my shit going and keep shit smooth. But when other people, like I keep saying, when other people feel like putting my name in shit that don't got nothing to do with nothing. And it's amazing because people should have been like how the story went was basically like, so what do you think the problem is? What do you think is going on? How do you think, you know, things are being improving? Well, Leon is, you know, and that was just, that, like, I'm just, like, I am the problem. Like, everything that's messed up in the office, everything that's messed up going on right now is Leon's fault. It's my fault. Yeah, Leon is. Y'all, that's the government, all right? I'm only saying this because I'm talking about work. All right? They don't know who Dagger is over there, but that's what I mean, though. Why put me in anything? You know, it's so easy to point the finger at somebody. So easy. And I wish I could, like I said, I wish I was that type of person. In a way, because, I mean, obviously people must feel better doing it because they're constantly doing it to me. And then just want to smile, like, hi, everything's okay, like everything's all good. Like, I don't know you sitting back here talking about me and shit. Like, I don't know that. You know, you ever see people try to act the ass or whatever or try to be all cool with you when you got information on them that they don't know that you know? You know, you really see how people be trying to play shit off or act all cool or whatever when this motherfucker was just talking all kind of major shit or whatever about you or this and that or whatever? It's a fucked up shit. And you know, just like the name of this show, you'd be wanting to say, fuck you. All right, but you can't. You say fuck you and you got to see that person the next day. Usually when you say fuck you to somebody in the street or somebody on the phone or something like that, you don't really got to see that person unless you just have to for some reason or, you know, something happens where that person winds up back in your area or something. But if you don't want to fuck with somebody, you know, it's kind of easy to not fuck with somebody. But when you're working with people, you don't really have that many options. You know, I'm not about to go through all these extras trying to get people fired. I'm not trying to do all that shit. I'm not trying to do everything. I just want people to keep their fucking mouth, keep my name out their damn mouth. That's all I want. And if niggas can't do that, then fuck it. You know, that's what's going to piss me off. That's what's going to upset me. And then again, people be asking, what's wrong with you? Why you got a problem or whatever? Motherfuckers get here talking. On top of the extra work that corporate God is doing because other motherfuckers in other offices is out there fucking up and getting caught doing dirt. So now because these motherfuckers is doing shit and can't get their shit on their P's and Q's or whatever, now we all look fucked up. And now we all got to do extra shit because everybody got to track. They got to track every call, track every lead, track what happened to it, track. Did you connect with this person? Tracking shit and everything like that. And we're on a fucking grading system now. Mexican family looking at me like I'm crazy. There's like four five Mexican bitches in this truck next to me. All looking at me like I'm crazy over here talking and everything. But y'all in there deep. Mexicans are going thick. Like 5, 6, 7 deep in like the littlest fucking cars. I mean, it's like a little RAV4 or some shit. It's a Honda, I guess. They can't fit in there. Oh, look at the twins matching. Do girls still do that? Dress alike? I mean, that was dumb as fuck. They weren't sisters. You know what I mean? I thought twins still only did that shit. But I guess girls still do that. Y'all be out there dressing alike, like y'all play sisters and shit like that, thinking that shit is cute. I don't know. But that's what that motherfucker was doing. But yeah, man, this shit right here, it bothers me. I just can't stand dumb shit because it's unnecessary. And then I also can't stand dumb shit that affects my livelihood, you know? And that shit is not a joke, and it's not funny. But people think I'm a fucking joke. People think I'm funny. People think that this shit, you know, they don't realize how hardcore it really is right now because I don't present myself as that type of person. You know, there's a lot of bullshit going on with me. Y'all know if y'all been listening to the shows, following me since I've been on Bang On Radio and everything, there's a lot of bullshit going on with the Dagger. And it's getting better. I can't say it's not. It's slowly getting better. But it's still a lot. But looking at me, talking to me, you know, these are things that you wouldn't suspect and you wouldn't know because I don't carry myself in that way like something's wrong. You won't know unless you ask me. So, I don't know what these people in here think. And it's just funny because, like I said, I'm the most, let's say, urban person in the whole office. You know what I mean? Like, maybe I be in there talking about shit or going through some shit or you know, we be comparing stories, you know, having conversations and everything. And I be wowing these people because they ain't never heard of no shit like that or never experienced it, never been around people that have to go through certain things. Like, prime example. I was on the phone talking to the homegirl, and she was talking about, you know, taking a nigga out to dinner and shit. And, you know, eating is eating. I don't care how we eat or whatever. I'll be hungry and shit. You gonna feed me, I'll take the food. And she was like, okay, well, I got my cash. We can get on the EBT. That's fine. I'll pull up your EBT card. Shit, you can either buy some food and cook it, or we can go to one of these fish markets. I'll give you some scrimp. You know what I mean? I think what? One of the wings places you be taking it? Wings stopping? I mean, we can fuck some shit up on some EBT. So I wasn't chilling, but as soon as I'm sitting in there in the break room on the phone, you know, some of my other coworkers is in there while I'm on the phone. And as soon as I say, okay, so you're gonna take me to dinner on your EBT, they looking at me like, dinner on EBT? How? What, are you serious? She goes, like they have never. It's like one, I think someone even heard what EBT was before, and then it's like, oh, what kind of person are you dating or are you going with or whatever that's gonna take you to dinner on EBT? Like, are you serious? It ain't that serious. I mean, are you serious, but it ain't that bad. You know, and that's the mentality that they have. And you sit up there, and they sit there having a big-ass laugh about this shit. Ah, EBT, because I'm like, and the girl's on the phone, like, what are they laughing about? I'm like, I'm trying to cover it up. Like, don't mind my coworkers. They, you know, they don't know about this. They don't know the beauty of EBT sometimes. You know, they've probably never been on it before or whatever, so they don't know what's up with that. But it's okay, don't worry about it. And then they still keep going, like, cracking jokes and shit or whatever, right? So the girl basically hang up in my face. I'm like, oh, y'all is fucked up. Y'all got her hung up on me. But then they try to question me. Like, what kind of girl takes you out to dinner on EBT or whatever? Why'd you take, it just became all the other kind of shit. And it's like, don't hate on the EBT because you don't know about it, right? Fuck y'all. Shit, I had EBT before, you know what I mean? So it's not like it's a bad thing. Mother, you got to get your free food on sometimes. Fuck that. But they really just made me like, they didn't make me feel bad. They kind of made her feel bad a little bit. They had to cover that shit up, lady, call her back and everything. But what are you doing, Maya? How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm just thinking about some EBT shit. That's like, I can't mean that's the last part, but I ain't going to lie. I ain't finna use my EBT to go take nobody to get something to eat because all those groceries are going in my refrigerator. I probably keep about $30 on the side just in case, you know, after you come from the club, you don't want to spend no cash money. But, I mean, you can still work and get EBT. It's ways around it. I mean, I don't mean to be saying it on the radio like that, but...
My thing was that they were acting like, you know, well, how could you? I feel like EBT was a bad thing. You know what I mean? It's like, because these are people that have money. You know, these are people that have money. So they were like, they never even knew, you know, about EBT.
Well,
like,
if they got money, they got money, but we getting free money. We getting money and we getting free money. So how about that?
And that's what I was trying to explain to her, but it's like, you know, you can't tell white people to certain people shit. You know what I mean? They just don't get it because they never experienced it. They never had to go through it. And, you know, it's just one of those things, like Section 8.
I can see why other people
you know, don't have these type of jobs. I brought up the job thing before, too. And it's like a nigga or a true nigga would never be able to work with this in this type of environment. You know, they don't know how to, be a work person, how to be, you know. Well, let's just say people only got one speed. You know what I mean? They only know how to act a way. They only know how to go a certain way, talk a certain way.
You know what, I noticed that some people really just, you know, they only have one size fit. Like, that's it.
And they, you don't realize that you can't be that way. The more open you are, the more you know, the more you're willing to learn, the more you
listen.
The
more fun you gonna have.
And the more things you'll be able to do, because like I just said, you know, there are different people everywhere. And if you only know how to deal with a certain amount of people, or a certain kind of person, then those are the only people that you're going to be dealing with, and those are the only people you're going to be around, and that guaranteed that that's not going to be good, because you need to be able to be
damn,
around.
I want that fucking car.
You need to be around in the world, because you need to move.
My bad, I just seen a bomb old school car go by, like an SS Nina, like it looked like that car that's in Too Fast, Too Furious, like, but like a bomb version, like.
Okay, well, look, I'm glad you are. I'm over here about fucking women's. Yeah, I'm over here by the local women's jail out here in Los Angeles, the women's county jail right now. Don't ask me why I'm over here. The homies stay over this way. So, but it's just funny because, and I've picked up bitches from this jail before. This shit was crazy. Like, I knew some homegirls or whatever that went to jail, and I had to pick them up from over here. And it's like, and the thing about jail, though, is funny, especially the women's jail. I've known other people that be sitting out here like, look at this bitch. This bitch just got out. She's out here in the clothes look like she got arrested in. With that bag that they give you, you know, with your shit in it that you had when you got arrested. She's sitting right out here waiting for her damn mind. That's just crazy.
I mean, at least
But niggas is thirsty, though. Like, you know, there'd be niggas that be sitting out here at the women's jail just trying to pick up bitches coming out of jail. And look at these niggas. Look at this. Okay.
They're waiting on their prostitutes, and they're trying to, you know, catch some prostitutes and, catch a date or...
You try to catch a date fresh out of jail, fresh out, like walking out, that you just got arrested for.
They
got to
get that paper. They got to get that paper. It's crazy because somebody that I used to work with at the job I was working at February, Five Guys, I mean, she went from working at here to actually working the Blade, and she told me, she was like, fucking 9 to 5, I'm doing this 24 hours. I'm like, damn, baby, I mean, I still love you, but is it really that hard? Like, you got 3 kids, like, you 18 and you got 3 kids,
but,
and you out here working the Blade, like, it's not that fucking serious, like.
But like I just said, it's easier for her to lay on her back and fuck for money than to do actual job for money. So that's the thing. People want to take the easy way out and want to just...
But I'm saying she was a good worker. Like, you know, she was a real good worker. So when I seen her, I was like, are you serious? Like, I mean, damn. Everybody do what they do. We all catch days. But I'm just saying, like, you still young. You don't need to submit to that. You 18, 19, you got 3 kids. Just had a baby in February, you feel me? Your baby's probably even about 3 months, and you out here prostituting. It's not that serious. I'm pretty sure you getting like $400-$500 plus food stamps from the county money, and you can get out here and get you a fucking winter job. Like, it's places out here hiring every day. We just gotta get up and get focused and be determined. Just like you determined to go sell your pussy to get some money, you better be determined to get that 9 to 5, because you're gonna be way more happier in your life when you work hard, when you push, when you struggle to actually,
you know,
get somewhere.
He just wants that fast get right money, like right now. You know, I can go fuck this dude and walk away with $50 to $100 or whatever, depending on how she is selling herself and how much she's selling herself for.
I mean,
but
you can still do that and have a 9 to 5. I mean, you can have your little day on the side. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But don't just make that your main priority if you young. Like, don't make that your main priority, because you're fucking yourself up. Like, I bet in about 5 years she's gonna be out here shormed out or cracked out. And she's very beautiful, and you know, but people, they live how they want to live, and they do what they want to do. I guess I'd rather survive and struggle and work my little 9 to 5 and party on the weekends with you, Dagger, doing shows and this, have artists and doing music. I'd rather do that shit. It's too much shit out here. Just like you said, it's too much shit out here to do.
Yup, yup. And then I see my nigga Fo, hold on. Fo, I'm outside, man. Bring your ass. I'm ready to smoke, nigga. I know you hear me. But yeah.
Run that tree.
Yeah, but that shit, yeah, it's fucked. It's fucked up, man. And it's just, and it's just sad. Like I said, and we're not here to judge nobody or whatever. Like,
I'm not judging nobody. I'm just, you know, I got love for people. Really, if that's what you do, that's what you do. But, you know, if you can do better, and I know you can do better, then, yeah.
But the one thing I've learned, especially with dealing with a lot of people, I mean, you can't force people to do, you know what I mean? You can't make it for people. No, people are going to do what they want to do or what they feel right, you know, and that's the sad part, especially when you see them fucking up or when you see them doing some fucked up shit and you can't do anything about it. That's the cold part. Like, it's like, damn, man. And, but then as soon as they fall or as soon as something happens, and you know, then they want to be like, man, I don't know what happened, or I don't know why it's like this, or I don't know this. And it's because your ass did some stupid shit that you shouldn't have been doing. That's why. I don't know how much more of an excuse you need, but I mean, besides,
where Nipo at with that tree?
Nah, he's on his way down. I'm being a person. I see him hanging on the phone line, but nah, I mean, I'm outside my home, the homie house. He needs to come down here.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. But
yeah.
But let me ask this though, since I got you here, man, what's your week been like, man? Anybody really piss you off this week? Like, is anybody really like, you want to be like, you know, fuck you, like on next year, or anything happen this week?
Yeah, I mean, my week is going pretty wild. Right now, you got to let me get situated. So, but, I mean, I didn't know that. Okay, you know, I take the public transportation back and forth to work sometimes. So, I'm on the bus, sitting in the front, talking to the bus driver. And you know how the people get on the bus and they just think and they talk to themselves and they just act like they so crazy, like, just talking about nothing. So I seen a guy get on the bus, and it's like me sitting in the front row, and somebody sitting next to me, and you know how it's like the pole right in between, like, the first two seats? Tell me why the guy gonna come all the way from the back and try to sit directly on my lap. And before I seen him getting towards the movement to say that he was getting on my lap. So I'm like, excuse me, sir, don't do that. Like, just get away. And the crazy guy, because I seen him about to sit on my lap. And I was like, sir, don't do that. What are you doing? And he just act like he was just so much talking to himself. So I was like, man, I'm about to beat you up with your fucking ass on this bus. Mind you, I just got off work. I'm tired. You stink. You feel me? You talking to yourself. You trying to sit on my lap. I'm like, I'm about to beat your ass on this motherfucker. I don't give a crying fuck. The bus driver had to stop the bus and everything because I was really about to hurt that man because, first of all, that's disgusting. You know, he knew what he was doing. He wasn't that crazy because he came all the way from the back just to come all the way to the front just to sit there and talk to himself. I'm like, oh, my God, are you serious?
Public transportation is always a trip. You always find something on the bus to laugh at.
Gas, but, I mean, it's going to wind you up in jail. You gotta pray. I was calling on Jesus. That's all I was doing. I was like, Lord, just please forgive me for what I just did. But, you know, when you're wrong, you're wrong. And I feel in that situation I wasn't wrong because I am a woman. I don't need no man, no bum, no crackhead coming to sit on my lap.
Yeah, all right. Hold on real quick. Let's see who else is out here tonight. Fresh Woody, what it do?
What's poppin', Woody?
Man, wait for your ass, nigga. What you doing?
Yes, I'm waiting for this nigga Remy to come. I'm waiting for you to show up. What's up, MIA?
I told you that.
Ah, nigga, you ain't tell me nothing. Hey,
I'm sitting outside.
MIA.
Yeah, what's up,
Nympho? If I was on the bus, could I sit on your lap?
Oh, yeah, you can sit on my lap all day. I would love to get one of those. you feel me? Especially since you got a fatty for me, you feel me? I'm going to sit down and enjoy that one.
Yeah,
fuck you Fridays.
You're
a fool
for that.
Hold on. Let's see who's else out here. Hold on. Let's see who else out here tonight. Man, who called on Fridays? Y'all fucking with your boy on Fridays, huh? I think this is my man Pills, I think. 678-9138.
What's happening, Pill Tight? You already know this your boy, Mr. Pills. You know how it go down. What's happening on this fucking Friday?
What's up, Pill?
Friday. I like
what
that.
What it do
man.
For
it? What's
going
on?
Say what, Pill?
I said, how you feeling this Friday, man? Anybody
bothered? Oh, man. Yeah, man, every time it's been a beautiful time, man. Getting ready for this show tonight, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, yeah, man, I had, definitely had my first, you know. Well, if you on the north side and run around Sue's with my man DJ Warlock, you know what I'm saying? We're going to just shut that thing down. On the north side of the ATL where that money at. So you already know.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Pills will be in the building. So shit, I let your boy for sure already.
Yes, sir. So what's your week been like, Mr. Pills, though, man? Ain't nobody piss you off, man? Ain't nothing bother you that you want to get off your chest real quick, man? I know you got a show tonight, man. You need all that off your chest before we get to it.
No, I'm saying it really been smooth, man, cause I keep that, you know what I'm saying, that herbal essence on me, you know what I'm saying? Whenever I feel like somebody trying to, you know, I you just got to veer off to them people that just try to get on your nerves, cause they upset that you succeed and they not. That's just the bottom line to it. You know, like last night I had my first TV interview, you know what I'm saying, and performance
right.
With my homie. Shout out to my man Reggie Stacks out there in East Point, you know what I'm saying. He hooked me up with a 30-minute interview, you know, and performance, you know what I'm saying. And, you know, I will be posting that real soon. And it was
yes,
a beautiful
sir.
Shoot, you know what I'm saying. So, big thing popping, man, you know what
too.
I'm saying.
And music you sent me, I told you, that's why I was right in your head about sending me some new music, man. That shit knocked, man. I like that. Shake It. That's my shit. I like that,
yes.
Nigga. I'm going to put that other one on Sunday, nigga.
On top of the A.
On top of the A. Sitting on the A.
Yeah.
That one right there, go.
Yeah,
that's
man. But I got some new going on, man. You know what I'm saying? I got some fresh stuff dropping and, you know, it's just been nonstop, you know what I'm saying? They're grinding, that's all it's about. For sure, you know what I'm saying?
My bad, man. Hold on, let me see what else you got here. I got somebody else on the line. Hold on, I want to check here real quick. Hold on, let's see. Straight out the 909-0721. Oh, I think I know who this one is. I'm starting to recognize numbers. Hello?
Hi, Jack.
Yeah, Craig's in the building. What do you do, Ma?
Nothing. How are you guys doing today?
This is another fuck you Friday. Trying to figure out what we're going to get into this weekend and shit. Yeah, but what's going on your end of things?
Nothing. I'm trying to relax myself off of, because, you know, the queen just shot me the text message right now that she was doing a show on Friday. I'm like, oh, fuck you Friday. That's the best. Came, like, right in the moment of something, so I had something else shopping.
Uh-oh, here we go. What's up, Claire? Who you got to out real quick? What's up? Yeah, here we go.
Okay, now y'all all know at the end of everything.
Hold on, I'll cut you off real quick. Hold on, before you start. So, man, what the fuck are you doing, nigga? How long you have to start?
Hey, nigga, look. You listening? You know, look. I just closed the door, nigga. Here I come.
All right, nigga. All right, Corey, go ahead. I just had to check because I can't smoke until my nigga get down here. That's what I was waiting for. But go ahead, Corey. What happened? Story time.
Oh, don't worry about it. You guys know after every time, you know, y'all, everybody be saying they shout outs or whatever. Who I shout out? I always shout out Mama, right?
Right.
Well, last week I had borrowed some money from my mom or whatever because I had spent all my money on my car because my car was broken. So I borrowed some money from my mom, and my mom called me, and she like, I'm outside your job. Bring me my money. So I'm like, what the heck? I called her to get a size.
That's how she said it. She was like, run me my money. That's how your mama said it?
Yeah. Well, then I hung up on her like, I'm at work, you know?
Ooh. You can't hang up on moms, though. No matter how she acts, you can't hang up on moms.
I hung up on her because she sounded like she was faded. So, anyway, so I go back outside to my manager, and my roommate was there, too. My manager and my coworker and my roommate. So we all just chilling because the stupid girl at my store. And he's my older brother, Michael. If anybody knows my older brother, my brother is crazy. Like, literally, he has something wrong with him.
Take it off.
Better. And he doesn't have something wrong with him, so he comes in here and he's like, oh, my mom said that. No, he goes in there like, oh, give me my money now. And I'm like, Michael, I'm not in the mood for you. Leave me alone. And then he was like, I was like, I just told my mom I only have money on my card. I don't have any cash. She's just going to have to wait. And then he was like, no, I want my money right now. Take it out the register or something. I'll rob your store. But this is right in front of my manager,
wait, wait,
right?
Wait. Back up. Okay, now this is your mama. This is your mama. This is who that's doing this?
This is my older brother. This is my older brother. She's taking him there to get the money. But she knows he's ignorant and he's crazy. So
okay.
I'm like, why would you even send him in here, you know? So anyway, right. After that, I was like, or whatever, Michael. Then my mom comes in, right? She comes into the store, and I'm like, I was like, Mom, why are you going to send him in here when you know he's ignorant? She was like, I didn't know he was going to be ignorant. And I was like, he was born that way. She was like, what he say? I said, he just told them that he was going to rob the store. She was like, you want me to beat him? And I'm like, so by the way she's talking, I'm already knowing she faded. So I'm like, okay, so first off, you're coming to my job. This is where I work. This is how I get my money. The money that you're asking for to give you back. Like, this is how I get that money. And coming in there faded with my ignorant brother. So then she was like, I was like, Mom, you just got paid today. I know you're not in need of no $40 right now. I'm at work. I'll give it to you when I get off of work. My manager's sitting right there and everything. So she was like, now I want to go get eyebrows done. And I'm like, you want to go get your eyebrows done, Mom? I have $10 to go and get your eyebrows. And then she was like, why are you in my pocket? I'm spending my money. So you're trying to argue with me at my job. So I'm like, trying to keep it cool, trying to keep it casual, because this is the place I work, and my manager is right there. It's not like I'm there by myself, you know?
What?
I was all mad, so I have to sit there, and I have to explain to my manager how crazy my brother is and what he does and everything. And I felt like that was messed up, and I needed to get off my chest that I was very upset and angry. Like, oh, I was so mad, I almost cried at my job today. It was.
No, yeah, it is. Well, yeah, so this
was,
you don't go to nobody's place of business and flipping out and everything like that. And, like, because then, like I said, you get fired or whatever, then it's like, then nobody going to have no money and everybody's going to be pissed off. But
exactly.
But I like your mama, though. Your mama seems like a rider, though. She'd be like, fuck
yeah.
That. I'll try to get my hair done. Like, fuck that. I don't care. I need my eyebrows.
She had her money. She got paid today. She could pay every Friday. She could pay every week.
This lady
back in like
$800 a week. Like, Devo, I thought you had $200. I do, but I want to spend your money. But no,
so,
that is kind of cool.
Yeah,
so
now I'm at the nail shop getting a pedicure because she stressed me out.
Oh, it's making you feel better?
Makes me feel better. Actually, I'm kind of calm listening to the show. This is nice. I missed y'all.
No, that's good. Make a poetry and flip out totally. You know, that's a good thing. That shows dedication. That shows a little bit of woo-sideness. That's what I'm calling it, woo-sideness.
Right. Yeah, see, I didn't even go off at my place of business. I just was like, you know, Mama, I give it to you when I get some cash off my card.
Okay.
I'm
so
just glad you good with your boss and stuff, because anybody come in my job acting like that, they're going to be like, oh, bitch, you fired. Like, get off. Like, you trying to rob us? Like, hell no. Yeah, like, I'm good for now.
Your brother could have got snatched up real quick. Your brother could have got snatched up real quick.
I was like, I was tripping. I was looking at my associates like, okay, well, only thing you got to do is push that button, meet my register.
Yeah. Well, let's see what
it's Fuck You Fridays, right? I want to say fuck you to my job and shit because I didn't even go to work today. Today I went to go do the test for the fucking clerk shit for the county. So I want to say fuck my job, and I'm finna get another job. So
there you go,
Nympha. Yeah, let's get it cracking.
Yay,
let's get it popping.
I'll be in your county line getting that free EBT.
You got another one lined up.
You can't say like yesterday I wouldn't say that, but today, fuck this. You know what I'm saying?
I need a job.
On everything.
Man, I was trying to fuck my job earlier, man, because like I was saying earlier, man, these motherfuckers are all looking down on us or whatever, trying to look down on us because our other offices and our other campuses everywhere is fucking around doing other shit they ain't got no business supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
So then since they fucking up, they cracking down on the whole damn office and the whole damn system. And it's like, you can't, I hate when people, it's like getting blamed for something, like if you got family, or it's like getting blamed for something that your brother did. Your brother did something or something like that, and then, you know, your mama gonna blame everybody, not just your brother. And it's like, man, focus on focus on, hold on, all right, folks, you have to mute your, because you don't smoke. You gotta mute your phone so we don't echo. And I think I can put my phone on speaker, and we shouldn't echo. Y'all tell me if y'all all of a sudden get an echo on my end of things. Let me know, because I'm switching the speaker mode. Can everybody still hear me?
Hey, I got my phone on mute. We are doing our thing with the phone. We got the radio show going on. We all in motion. That's what's up, though.
Are we all still good? Can everybody still hear me?
Yes.
I'm going to hang up.
Yeah.
All right. You all speaking with me online now. And then I want to make sure, does anybody hear me echoing or anything like that? We're not echoing or anything, right?
No, you sound good.
Just making sure. So me and my nigga Fresh Witted right here, you know, 1-2 of the Witted boys right now, about to smoke this weed on our end of things. Like I said, it is Friday. It is Fuck You Fridays. Everybody get some shit off their chest, trying to relax as you should on Fridays. You know, what's Friday without no weed smoke? I mean, what's every day without no weed smoking? But especially
it's Friday, and I'm going to get you high today.
All right.
Oh, anybody
going to pull up? Anybody going to pull up?
Oh, and then also, since my nigga Fresh just reminded me as well, y'all got to make sure y'all check out the smoke sessions. We got smoke sessions. Try to get the YouTube cracking, the Witted tube cracking. So make sure y'all check out YouTube or check out my Facebook as well, because it'll be loaded on the Facebook. Y'all go support the smoke sessions. And anybody want to get involved in the smoke session, and those that know what a smoke session is, all right, that's where we go out live. We just sit like we're doing now. We're just sitting talking, and we smoke. And we record ourselves smoking or whatever topic of conversation comes up. Just like basically how I run my damn radio show. Except we got a visual version of it now.
Right.
So
you're doing it right now as we speak?
Oh, yeah. We about to record a smoke session while all Fuck You Friday.
Yeah,
so
we doing big things right now.
We mixing it all up. So now it is recording. The video's recorded. We're recording. So now those that are on Fuck You Fridays right now, I'll make sure to put the link on there where y'all can see us while on Fuck You Fridays, while smoking, while talking to the homies. It's a beautiful thing this Friday. And we just try to get connected all across the board. And what kind of car are you looking for? What kind of car are you looking for?
Got a gray Avalanche.
Okay, yeah. Oh, you got that big ass truck. No wonder that nigga ain't never got no fucking gas. Nigga, you're
gonna be beat up in the meeting.
Okay, just making sure. So yeah, we smoking, y'all. Anybody else got anything they wanna get off their chest this week, man? I know it's a lot. I know it's not. Anybody else out there right now? Because I'm about to smoke this blunt, so y'all help me out a little bit if y'all talk about something real quick. Or if I get a couple of hits in real quick. No?
Okay, you go ahead and hit your blunt and get high. I mean, we'll take over it. Ain't nothing to it but to do it, but to talk open your mouth. No, I'm just playing. Go ahead, honey. I was about to say what's happening with the show, though. I mean, I got a show tomorrow at the convention center. So if anybody in L.A. come support, the tickets are $15, BOHG, Solo Monroe, check them out. That's my new artist, BOHG Gang All Day, Boss Fly, you know, get it poppin'. With it, Nympho, you know, Dagger, I've been doing my songs. I got my studio in my room now, so it's official. All I need is my mic, and I'm about to be doing it big. So that's why y'all haven't heard no music from me all the way, because, you know, I'm doing everything by myself. So, but I'm getting it together.
Okay, slowly
to the world.
And since we're talking about shows and everything, like I said, the Witted Boys is in full effect in downtown LA next Friday, a week from today. Oh, so it's gonna be a special. I got tickets, but it's gonna be a special Fuck You Fridays next week, because we're gonna be getting ready for the show. So y'all want to hear how the Witted Boys get up hopping and get things together or whatever? Y'all can do it.
The studio, man.
We gotta hit the studio before October, definitely. We do, but
for this show, man.
We don't get to the studio before this show, not next Friday. But to have it recorded, mixed down, and ready to perform by Friday is not gonna. It's too. Y'all be trying to
through that shit. It don't work like that.
Okay.
I be trying. I'm just being honest, especially when we're supposed to the trip fit is all his verses.
Yeah.
All of them.
Except for
the very new one, but all the other ones is done?
Yeah, the Method 2, because I was on him on Saturday, so, no, matter of fact, Friday, no. What day?
I don't know what day was, man.
That was last week. I was talking to you, and I called him. He like, I got it, so, you know.
All right. Well,
he with it.
Well, all right, he with it.
Well, what's the deal with these free tickets for your show? I mean, how does that work?
I got your free ticket. I'm putting up the tickets out of my back pocket right now. I said, I got yours. You know, I'm not paying for everybody free tickets because we got to hook up on it. But look at that right there. See, at the Element, the 7th Street Bunker, 172 East 7th Street, downtown Los Angeles, Friday, September 28th, 2012. Doors open at 9 o'clock. Make sure if you're fucking with the Witted Boys and you're in the L.A. area, you want to fuck with us next Friday, we get turned up.
Yep.
And it's going to be turned up. And it's going to be a joyous occasion.
Yep.
Yes, it will. So, I got about, let's see, how many tickets are left? Like I said, some of these are spoken for already, but these, like I said, we're giving these away because we're just generous right now.
Oh,
who's asking, but whoever you give them to, you got to show up. Take away three tickets for bullshit.
Dagger, do you know if we can smoke inside the Element? Because I got a whole grip of blunts. Like, my best friend, he just got a dorse for Cigarillo, so he got, like, 800 or 8,000 blunts. So,
8,000?
You know, we can pass him up. It's either 800. I don't know. He got a grip of blunts, and he don't smoke.
Wait, you said he got 8,000 blunts, and he don't smoke?
It's between 800. I think it's like 800, not 8,000, but he got a grip of blunts. So, we're going to be smoking out, too.
Like I said, I don't know. I don't know if we care yet or not. And I'm mean, what is it? Let me ask you this, folks, since I got you right here first. What is it, like I said, you realize you live across the street from like a halfway house, right? There's all kind of like.
That's like an adult care, retarded boy type.
So are these people? Like I said, are they retarded? Are they broke? Are they ex-cons? What is wrong with these people? There's all these people look crazy.
All of the above, I bet.
All of the above.
Every person that walks out
of this house, every time I come over to my nigga house and every time I'm out here, every single person that come out from this shit looks all kind of like fucked up.
They just walk by and want to beat him up, nigga. He stayed
at the nigga's house. We need places like that in our view. So when we start doing these skits and stuff, we automatically have our characters right in front of our face.
He's like, let me get a dollar. Let me get a dollar. I'm like, man, I ain't got a dollar. He like, let me get a dollar. I'm like, man.
Hey, that's just like that episode on South Park. You got to change.
I mean, speaking of bums, man, like I said, I hate fucking bums, man. I think about bums all the time. But like I said, I'm sorry your life got fucked up. I'm sorry, you know, you stuck out here in the corner. I'm sorry you can't get no job. I'm sorry you stink. I'm tired all your teeth fell out.
You should have made better decisions, bitch.
And you know what? But on some real stuff, though, like, the people who's really out here on the streets, some people really can't help it, and some people really just comfortable with staying out here, but, you know, there's people out here that's really trying to help themselves and really trying to get it, so shout out to the bums out here that's really not out here on their own will, who really just miss their family and trying to get back home. Like, you can do it. Like, whoever out there listening to bangonradio.com, you feel me? All that, you can do it.
It's weird because
he got real quiet. He wasn't saying nobody talk on the phone.
Because I was the market, nigga, so fuck the police.
Okay, we smoking, fuck
me. Nigga, you was quiet too, nigga. Shut up.
I did get quiet.
Yeah, okay, nigga.
So what they gonna do? I got a block, smoker.
Here, nigga, man, look at you, man. No, they wasn't.
Oh,
it wasn't
no, don't tell me the police told me they went by while y'all smoking in the car.
They got right here. Who? I didn't know if it was the sheriff until they pulled up on the side. You don't ever know if it's the sheriff until they pull up. You think it's the sheriff?
She rest.
But nah, man. Oh, see.
Fuck the police.
Hold on, shout out. Shout out my nigga Chunks. We lost Chunks and we lost Koya right now. So shout out to y'all. Good. Thanks for checking in on this Fuck You Fridays. But again, we still going. Oh, that's the first hour. Damn, already an hour gone? Already? That shit is fast. That's it. You hearing all? I said, we gotta watch out here. Y'all, like I said, the police just rolled by, motherfucking motherfucker, sheriff. No, Remy ain't. Remy, you say he was coming from this way, right? No, he ain't drove by yet. Yeah. But the nigga would just be sitting outside. Like, I was sitting outside for like 10, 15 minutes, right? He would just sit out here, right? Okay, so.
No, he would like go scream at the door.
Yeah. Well, he would, but his truck would be out here.
It would.
Okay.
I haven't seen
it. No, so he's not here then. Anyway, excuse us. Oh, man. So, yeah, everybody, we're going to start up next week, right? Like I said, next fucking Friday, you should be on the show right now, too, because we're going to have to get ready by then, at least by 8 or so. I should do a special. I should push it back.
Yeah, I'm going to be on that. You feel me? I'm always trying to be on whatever I can do, either if I'm recording it, if I'm on it, if I'm directing it, whatever. You feel me? I'll do it all.
All right, this nigga right here. His shoes having a party and his pants want to come.
Dagger, you got so much stuff that I didn't record it. Like, I want to see that shit. Like, you got all of your videos
We do got a lot of footage. But the thing is with the footage, I'm trying to wait till I can get it all together to do a couple more shows, you know, a couple more venues, a couple more things. Then I'm going to give all the footage to somebody and have them edit up a whole little, like, thing for us. You know what I mean? A whole little video, and then on the end, I'm going to put all the credits on there and be recorded by, you know, I'm going to put all the credits on there.
I can dig that.
Yeah,
I'm going to do something.
You know what I mean? That's how I've always been. If I'm going to do something, I want to do it right. I don't want to half-ass nothing. I don't want to. We load up little snippets of videos and everything like that, but if we going to put out the true video to show what niggas be out here doing, then we got to put it on there, because then we're going to have the actual tracks behind the video.
We got to go to Hollywood. We got to go to the hookah bar. We got to have the tracks behind the video, like all that. Like, it's
going to
get it popping.
I'm not going to the hookah bar again. I can't stand it. It's like fake smoking. Really? You ever been to the hookah bar?
But if you load it, it's up in there loaded. Just laying on the couch.
I went loaded, but I'm mad because the place, look, it's like this. Think about it like this. It's a hookah bar, right? You go there to smoke. They bring you, like, big-ass bongs. They bring you, you know, you got the whole little thing or whatever. They give you flavors and shit to choose from. But you're fake smoking. So it's like they're teasing you. Imagine, but I'll be thinking about, I'll be sitting there that whole time. Imagine all the lights are real. Hookah is not real weed. It's like fake tobacco. It's worse than
hookah. Hookah is flavored tobacco. It costs a whole lot, though. Like, I think we spent like $180 up in that motherfucker, but we had all different flavors. Like, we were sitting there just like, what the fuck? Smoked out.
My girl.
Hollywood hookah.
I heard that is pretty cool. This shit downtown, nigga, underneath the freeway, nigga, like it's some kind of like, I forget what it's called. It's one of those you either know about it or you don't type shit, nigga. They be in there, nigga, arcade up, nigga, smoke weed in there. Remember the old school Ninja Turtles? Remember the original movie Ninja Turtles? Remember how they had that warehouse and shit where they could just get it popped and do it? Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Nigga, I just came up on it. Nigga, it was turned up in there, nigga.
That's one of my 80s. Roko Saki, a.k.a. the Shredder, a.k.a. Nympho the Great.
There you go, right there. Okay, so the see, where's the part? Can you put that ambulance right there?
You said the ambulance is past here.
Y'all gotta excuse us. I don't know how many rims just pulled up. And my bad, Queen. Did you want to get in, man? I saw the button come up. You getting the button back off? You about to roll? You gonna call back in? Oh, got this nigga. Oh, okay, I'll see what's going on real quick. But yeah, y'all, like I said, it is Fuck You Fridays. Again, thanks for tuning in. If you just if you want to get in on this, whatever, I don't know what this is, but we just talking shit. 661-621-7559. Chill in the queue. Press 1 to holler at me. All right. If not, just chill in the queue and listen to us run our mouths, man. You're like, nah, I can't fit that.
Chill in the queue.
Press
that 1. Get on air.
No, I mean, they don't have to get it. We sit there, that's a big-ass truck, nigga. You can fit right there, nigga. This truck ain't that big.
Okay, I want to say fuck all the fake people. Fuck all the wannabes. Fuck all the fucking not people who not getting up with their lives and doing some shit. It's a Fucky Friday. Like, fuck all these baller-ass people out here buying in Mercedes motherfucking Benz. shit. And I can't even get a motherfucking regular ass Honda. Fuck them. You saw me fuck off. Oh, fuck them. I need a bottle. Fuck them.
No, we're calling them grandmotherfuckers. That's what we call them. We ain't calling them motherfuckers no more. We calling them grandmotherfuckers. Like, you grandmotherfuckers.
Hold on real quick, everybody. Hold on real quick. Let's see who else we got. Let's see. This is the queen right here checking in, I think. Should be. Let me see. Let's see if we can get her in. Look at all these people. What she got? La Pizza Loco. They got the La Pizza Loco. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, queen. How's it going?
My bad. I was talking to you, but I couldn't figure out what was going on because I pressed one, but I had unmuted it on my end because I'm on the train on my way back to the house. So.
Hi, Queen.
Okay, hello. Hello. Yeah. Somebody
there? Yeah, but how are you feeling this Fuck You Fridays, man? Who you got beef with this week?
Oh, man. I have beef with a lot of things, a lot of situations. I had a week, but, I mean, I'm chilling. Let's see. Where do I want to start?
Yeah, where do you want to start?
Let's see. Let's start with my job. I mean, I'm very appreciative of my job. Don't get me wrong. I'm really mad that I missed out on my money. Like, no, because you guys have to understand me. I'm really mad that I missed out on my money. And, like, it was over some stuff. I was really mad. But wait, I got to tell you what happened so you understand what I'm talking about.
All right.
Okay. So, you know, you have to have certain certification. You feel me? So, when you have to have certain certification, you know, I went and I got mine from the state. And they told me that mine wasn't good enough. I needed mine from the county. So, they didn't let me work at all this week. But, mind you, I could have sworn my county was in the state of California. So, I couldn't understand why I couldn't use my stuff to get, you know, to get my hours. So I was like, all right. So I go down on my day off, and, you know, I had no school or whatever. So I was just, you know, I was just kicking back. Went down, I handled my business. I go the next day, I go to school. I call my job, and they tell me, they're like, hello? I was like, okay. I speak to, you know, my boss or whatever. They're like, she's not in, and hung up in my face. Like, you guys don't even give me a chance to, like, explain what I'm trying to tell you guys. Nothing. Just talking over me. Like, just hang up in my face. Like, it's nothing. When I call back, now nobody's answering me.
What, the job, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucked up. See, and then when you want to work and your job back up, they don't want you to work, and then you'd be like, fuck that job, then they want to try to bring you on. Because it's always the opposite. You know, shit always be.
Right.
Right.
So, I mean, like, I don't know. I was dealing with that shit, and it's just like.
Please watch your step. Use the handle.
Sorry, y'all. My way.
Oh, yeah. Somebody's bust. Yeah. Who's that speaker is that? Who's on it?
Yeah, my bad. I told you I'm on my way to the house.
No, I'm okay. I just didn't realize that.
Hey, I'm
crazy.
Over here on Metro.
I'm about to go over and relax right now because I pretty much got the house to myself. I'm chilling. Mom went to a little concert. She's doing her own little thing. My brother working, so I'm chilling.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm about to relax for a second and try to get all my stuff off my chest and go to the house. Get a piece of mind real quick.
Our next station is Montclair.
About
Montclair, doors are closing.
So what's the next? What's the next thing? Okay, what was the next thing?
It's supposed to be.
Not to cut you off, Quinn. I got it. Remy just joined us here in our session on. Over here on the, he joined us on the radio. I mean, he's not really on the radio because he's not calling in, but I know he can hear me in the background. But then my nigga came in here talking about it as foggy as it is in this car. It's like, yes, it's supposed to be foggy. Like, this is the hot box. The smoke. Oh, well, no, they did drive by. The haters did drive by. But, then, but as my nigga Fresh said, then the motherfucker sure rips. Right? So they don't care about us, right?
No, they don't care. They bust the nigga. They looking for guns and dope, baby.
We don't got neither one.
We will be bumped up over here.
Just because. But they're going to let us go, though, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, then, they want to go through the they want to go through the process. I mean, I guess.
Fuck the police.
Period. Where the Molly's at? Okay. Oh shit. See, I still don't know about those Molly's. Yes, it is Friday. What y'all? Hold on. Let's
have. I had a Molly the other this weekend. It was mixed in some drink and shit, and I was like super hyped up. I went to work and I was like motherfucking speeding. Like, oh my god. It didn't make me feel like it was high though. It felt like I hit a blunt. Like it felt like you hit a fire ass kush blunt or something.
Put it in your drink.
I know. Maybe it's just me. Yeah, it wasn't actually in my drink. It was already in a homegirl's drink. She had put a whole one inside of her drink. So I took like 3 big gulps because she was like, "Here, drink this shit." Because I was like, "I never had that shit before." You know, I'm not really too big on big drugs. You know, so she was like, "Oh, it's cool." And I was like, "Damn."
I had one. I kind of feel the same way though. It was really messed up one hour. I ain't caught a cool. You know, I'm a sizzle man. You know, we got pop pills. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, give me a Bart Simpson and a white Nike or something. I'm straight.
Somebody want to be mollied up right now? Like after today, you know, I'm here. It's all in the rap song now and everything. You know, that's what they're talking about. Is that what?
Molly, shout out to the Gucci girl. You know, I'm just saying
that
we getting it popping.
That's what I thought. I thought if you pop the pill, or that's what people would tell me. Oh, this is like a pill better than the pill.
Cigarilla and exposition.
I really caught a weak one, like, because it wasn't. Because I know how I am off a pill. You know what I mean? Especially a nigga be geeked off that shit. You know what I mean? You catch the right word, nigga.
Geeked.
Ain't no. I think I was turned up, or maybe I, nigga, you turned.
You know,
nigga.
You turned up. You know you geeked up.
Yeah. That's your ass, Ruby. That's your ass, nigga. You be on two off top, right, to get started. Like, yeah, I can't do it. Two, maybe three throughout the whole. My record, nigga, I was on the binge for like 5 days off the motherfuckers, nigga, and every time I felt the cut, I just popped another one, because that's what I wasn't working on, nigga. Nigga, I was up like 5 months. Like, at least. And, you know, I got to sleep at a mountain.
I can't hear you.
Hold on, my block is. Can you hear me now? Wait, I got to do it this way.
I can hear you now.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to even switch it better like this. Hold on. Let me do this, and I'm going to do this. But yeah, I was fucking like I said, I was on a fizzle bitch for like 3 days. No, 5 days.
Wow, are you serious?
Like, and the amount of sleep I got within that 5 days, because like I said, this was a time when I wasn't working. This was a time when, you know, I wasn't really caring about shit. I was going through a lot of shit. I just didn't give
what
a fuck
about. What you said for about an hour or two?
I was turned the fuck up, nigga, for like 5 days straight. And the amount of sleep I got, it was like. Oh, see, now is that gonna fuck up shit? Yeah, see, that just fucked up the whole thing. All right, y'all go ahead and go. Let me finish my show. Good looking out, y'all. Good on fucking Fridays. Fresh with it out of here. My nigga Rim checking in with it. Check you later, all right, nigga? Yeah, we still on Fuck You Fridays. That was the official, special smoke session on my end of things. We still got this show left. Like I said, a lot of things going on right now. Yeah, but see, I was on a bench for like 5 days. I was fucking and the amount of sleep I got wasn't no real sleep. Maybe like 2 hours here, an hour there, maybe, you know, in between.
Yeah,
because like
when you geeked up, like, that's what it is. Like, you be like, on the function.
And then I was always, and that was a time when I was really into, like, and I was really just doing, like, everything, right? I mean, no offense, but I had a lot of, you know, I was dealing with a lot of girls at the time, and I was just a lot of shit. So I always had somewhere to go. That was the cool part. I was able to actually be up in Fridays. I would go here, and then I would go from here, spend, like, 8, maybe hours there or whatever, maybe spend a time over there, and then go here, and then go, you know what I mean? I was able to go from
here. Yeah, venture and do, and stay,
you know,
stay each other.
So I was all the way on one. And then my cousin was a fizzle man, and he would always give me, like, the super discount. Oh, come on now. I was gone.
Oh, yeah, you was turned up.
And then when I finally crashed, right, when I finally crashed, I must have slept for like damn near 2 days, maybe 2.5 days. I did not leave the bed, you know, except to piss, and I barely did that. I just like, didn't eat, didn't do none of that shit. Like, I was knocked out. Wasn't complaining,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that's one thing about it. When you go to sleep off of that, you're going to sleep real good, especially if ain't nobody bothering you. But I'm pretty sure, like, if somebody is trying to wake you up, you're not going to wake up. Like,
ain't nobody, I was dead to the world. Honestly, I was. Like, man.
Especially coming off of a dish trip. Oh, man. Like, and then once you wake up all the way, you're going to be so hungry.
But what I liked about it, though, was funny because, I mean, when you be digging, you wake up off, when you wake up off it, you still feel a little bit of it. So it's like, okay, I still may, and you can get the party going right again. See, the bad part about when I was sleeping on the trip, when I was on my 5-day trip, when I didn't sleep, it didn't feel like I slept. You know what I mean? It just felt like I slept
yeah.
my eyes, opened them right back up. But then I look
yeah.
at the clock, like, and then I look at the clock and I'm like, damn, where did 2 hours just go? Where did that amount of time go? Like, literally, I didn't feel like I slept at all, but that's how fast it went by. So,
yeah, it's pretty cool when you wake up off of it. Are you just gonna get you a Sprite or orange juice or just take a shot? You want home.
You
back on home. I'm rolling.
And see that Fizzle Boy, man, for those that don't know, man, we used to call that the 8th hour of more power. You know what I mean? See, when I used to have my Fizzle trips there, that's why I used to set up my actual sessions. I know I'm over here telling myself, but fuck you, this is what I used to do. Dagger used to have to pop it, like I said, I slowed down. But this is kind of why I got the rep that I got now, why people don't want to fuck with me or trust me and shit, because like I said, your boy got history. Nigga done did some shit. But like I said, fuck it, so I was single, I was doing what it do. But
yeah, that's what I said too about my past. Like, fuck it, yeah, I did it. I can admit I did it. You know I did it, but you still wanted to fuck with me. So, I mean, how do that make you look?
Shit, niggas off the pencil, you know what I mean? And, you know, and then me, like I said, y'all already know I'm a big freak or whatever. I already be all that type of shit or whatever. So, I'm a pencil. Y'all got to pass that like time 10. So, you know, it's like... Oh, nothing. The only thing better than me than like a guy with Thizzle, who is females that be popping. Females that's with it that be popping. Because them girls get, yeah, that girl turned into a whole nother, like, ooh, I got some Thizzle stories. I had, you know, I think I had 2 girls off of Thizzle. You know, that was an interesting story. And them girls was more turned up off of each other than me. And, you know, but one of those, like,
really?
You know, anybody, you got, if you ain't never popped, if you ain't never fizzed, and if you ain't, or for those that don't know, the lamest terms, ecstasy, all right? If you ain't never done this, then you probably have no idea what I'm talking about. That means you probably heard a few stories or whatever, but if you don't know about the fizz, or if you don't know about it, like I said, through experience, then you're not feeling me right now, because the fizz does a few things to people. It does a few things to people. It is going to make you really paranoid. You know, you're going to trip off of every fucking thing. You know?
No, wait a minute. Before you get to that point, Dagger, you have to let them know how you actually feel when it first starts to hit.
I mean, it hits people different ways. That's what I'm saying. It's going to hit people. Basically, what ecstasy does, for those that don't know, it makes you want to do the things that you like to do times 10, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll say it that way. Look, literally like this. If you're the type of person that, if you always, like, got issues or you got problems or you always in your head about shit or you always down about things, you don't want to pop a thing. You don't want to do that because then you're going to be depressed times 10. It's not one of those things that gets you out of feeling bad. It's one of those things that you use to amplify feeling good. Is everybody with me?
If you're mad, you're going to fight.
It amplifies what you're doing. Like I said, when I was with these two girls, like I said, we all popped together all at the same time, was drinking all together. We all knew what level we was trying to get on, and that's why it popped like that, because everybody was on the same damn page. And there's nothing worse than fizzing with somebody that's not a fizzer. Trust me, because they're going to look at you like you stupid. And you're not.
Yeah,
you just,
exactly. They're going to be like, what's wrong with you there? Oh, my God. And why are you acting like that? Oopsie, oop, oop.
The first time I took a pill, I swear I thought it was a piece of candy until it hit. I was like, oh, wow.
And then you should only really, like I said, I pop when I'm out, when I'm going either out clubbing and I know I got something going on afterwards. Basically, it's like this. If you don't have anywhere to crash, pass out, or to sweat off your fizzle, it's going to be a long night for you. All right, let me just explain that.
And you have to know how to ride your fizzle out because I took 1/4 of a red fizzle, and I swear I was on stuck mode. Like, I was hallucinating everything. And I was at a Jamaican club, and you know how they be like, bah, 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 and they be having some songs where they be shooting and shit. I swear, I was like, I pulled out some guns out of my pocket and was shooting. I swear, I'm glad I didn't have a gun in my pocket that night because I would have been in jail right now because I swear I saw somebody had bust through the door and start shooting, but it was a song. And by the time the music part came on, I literally snapped out of it. Was like, oh, shit. And then by the time I realized what I was doing, I'm laying on, like, 3 people. They holding me and looking at me like I'm stupid. Like, everybody in the circle looking at me like, I'm like, oh, shit, I just tripped out.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's like, this time to smoke business is like, if you know you got a whole night of partying ahead of you, like, you're going to the club early, about to shut that down, leave there. Go to after hours, shut that shit down or whatever, then go to Denny's or some shit, or that's a good time to pop a fizzle. If you're going to be inside, you know, behind closed doors, you and the girl, whatever, y'all trying to get turned up off each other and go somewhere or whatever, you know, and see where the night takes you, that's a good time to pop a fizzle. You know, don't, like we said already, it's an enhancement. You know, don't pop fizzles if you, like, got sad issues or if you're going through problems with your girl or your guy, if you're going through issues or anything like that, because also it's going to amplify you. Like, say you're thinking about doing some wrong shit or some fucked up shit or whatever, it's going to amplify that too. You know what I mean?
It's definitely going to amplify that. I see on one night on Halloween, this is when I was young before I even knew about fizzles, and it was like we all out trick-or-treating, running up and down the street and stuff like that. So next thing I know, these guys are fighting, and it was 2 people that were from the same hood, you know, but one of them was talking shit, and it was like they was both off fizzles, but I didn't know what a fizzle was. I'm just like, I'm thinking they drunk. They was drunk. They was high and everything. So I'm just saying, like, everybody can't fight off of the fizzle. He was getting dropped. That's all I'm going to say. Like, and they both was off of a pill, but it depends on how you take it.
Oh, shit. The man, so... But yeah, I mean, people don't know what to do of it. Some people, like I said, people have that scary reaction. Like, you say you would have shot somebody or whatever, see? For your first time, you really want to pop a fizzle with somebody who, A, has popped one before, or B, at least if they haven't popped one before, y'all don't need to go out and pop a fizzle because you don't know what it's going to do to you. Figure out what kind of reaction you're going to have first. Because be honest, as long as you're in a good mood, you can sit there and pop a fizzle and watch, like, some How High or some dumbass show or some cartoons or some shit. You'll be straight.
You can be laughing, having a happy, good time. Like, you know, you can do it. You can pop a pill to relax, you know. Watch a movie, get more into it. You don't necessarily have to pop a pill to have sex or, you know,
no,
you go fight or party. It just depends on what you want to do.
But the funny thing is, right, though, is it's like, if you're not a regular pill popper, then don't have sex on a pill because you're going to like it too much. And I like it too much. And then when you have regular sex, I'm not going to say your regular sex ain't going to be good or whatever, but I mean, it's not going to be no comparison to that. Trust me. I'm telling y'all from experience. Like I said, I don't lie to y'all on the show. I don't. That sex may be good, but if you've had that fizzle sex, then you know how amplified it can get. So
I don't think I had sex off of a pill before. I was about to, or like he gave me oral sex and some shit like that, but like just flat out getting down and dirty, I haven't did that yet. I want to try it.
Been there, yeah. Like I said, you gotta get just raunchy, and then it just be that
And then we call, like I said, if we call it that eighth hour no power. Like when you off a pill, it's like, at least for me, I can't think about other niggas' reactions. See, some people have a negative reaction even when it comes to sex. I know some dudes that be so turned up they can't even get hard off the pill. You know, that's how fucked up they are. It just doesn't work. Now, see, me, on the other hand, off a pill, it's like extends my shit. You know, it's like extends. Like, it prolongs my shit. I get hard, but it's like my feeling's there, but it's not. So it allows me to go longer. Like I said, 8 hour more power. Girls usually tire out before me off a pill, especially.
Give you that stamina.
Before I do, because I'll be on. Like, I'll already be on one. A pill? Shit.
Yeah, you be off the pill, you turn set. But okay, what's your favorite liquor? Like, what do you prefer to drink? Like when you're off of a pill?
It doesn't.
Like,
it
or do
really,
you even prefer to drink
really,
liquor
a,
when you're off of a pill?
I'm a vodka man. Off a pill, I prefer vodka because I'm just a light drinker usually. Because I think light drinks keep me. I be on. But I'm still kind of focused. Like, dark gets me a little bit way, you know, a little bit further past the point I be wanting to get, especially when I do have to drive or I'm out around and I got to focus on shit. I do most of my dark drinking when I'm inside, you know, so that's what I try to stick with on that. But,
I really, like, me personally, like, dark liquor is, like, disgusting. The only dark liquor I kind of really like is Jack Daniel's, Hennessy, or, like, what's that shit, Crown Royal? But I prefer clear.
Crown, huh? So you be off that Crown Royal, huh? That's how you feel?
I mean, I haven't actually had it in a long time, but it is pretty good. Like, it gets you to your level. That's the only dark liquor I can prefer. I just made it home.
Congratulations. Made it home safely on Funky Fridays, all the way home. That's good.
Yeah, we was all having work problems today, but that's what I be saying about my job. Like, I've been there over a year, and it's like they barely give me days, but when I'm there, they want me to stay for, like, 5 hours, just like today. Like, and they be changing the schedule. Like, I was actually an hour and 30 minutes late for work today. But I was supposed to be on time because when I took a picture, yes, I took a picture of my schedule so it can be in my phone. I took a picture of the schedule, and it said 11:30, so I actually made it to work on time. But when I checked on the schedule, you know how they have the schedule when you first come in?
Yeah.
So you can see what time you're supposed to be in. It said 10 o'clock. I'm like, what the fuck? On my phone, it's 11. I ended up working an 8-hour shift today.
They just switched it without telling you. That's fucked up.
Like, fuck.
Yeah, it's just crazy out there. But like I said, y'all just got to be careful out there. Right? That's why we say things like you don't want to have to get back on the pill thing. But like I said, you don't want to be fizzing with somebody who's not fizzing. Because especially, I've been in that situation where I was fizzing and the girl wasn't, and you know. Try to do it or whatever and everything like that, and I was like, really? Oh, what? And she was just, I was scared her. I was scared a few people, like, damn, what is he doing? Like
he's just a hound dog. Like, why is your dick so hard? Like, why is your pussy so wet? Like, I ain't even doing nothing. You just horny.
But it's dope to win, like I said, when the girl's on too, like I said, nothing's when you catch the right girl off a fizzle, like really feeling herself on a bad girl or something, like, oh, like, could you give me the greatest show in the world? Like, bring out, that's, it amplifies that, you know, you're always supposed to be a hoe, at least for your dude or whatever, or something like that. She will be the biggest hoe for you, do whatever you tell her to, nothing's going to matter, nigga, do as you please. Like, I... It's like, but hey, you got, that's why it's not for everybody. Be careful.
No, it's not for everybody. You make me want to pop a pill now. It's been a while since I popped one. Like,
it's been a while for me too. I don't
I feel like getting geeked up, man.
Because I don't pop one for no reason. Like I said, I'm not going to waste my time or anybody else. So I only pop for legit reason.
Hey, we should get geeked up for Friday for the show.
Next Friday, hey, it just may have to go down that way. But see, then there's going to be more than the show. Then we got to find the after party. Then we got to do a whole lot. We got to do a whole lot more than just the show.
I mean,
like
you swinging all night because you know it's usually have to go to work and shit.
See, no, I gotta go. Yeah, it is Friday. Like I said, because that is an all night drug. So if you're not really partying all night, you better be taking something back home and doing something.
That's
all night.
That's
like,
definitely yeah, all night drug right there. Like
all night. Or
you gotta be super thin, super thick. Like I'll be on my bar session, I'll be like, "Where's Melhouse at? Where's Melhouse?" I'll be so motherfucking geeked up, like, damn it.
What's gonna happen is like I said, you're gonna have a bad trip, and you're gonna be wanting to go to sleep and not be bothered with nothing, but then you're just gonna be laying there like a fucking zombie with your eyes wide open all the time.
No, you're gonna have the shakes. You either gonna have the shakes, or you're gonna be super cold, or you're gonna be super hot if you have a bad trip.
And you're gonna have you know, crackhead problems if you don't know. That's why
you know what, Dagger? You know what, Dagger? I noticed that, like, if the pill is not all the way processed, that's when you usually have the shakes or the shivers or be, like, super hot. I mean, it's natural for you to get hot off of a pill because it do messes with your body temperature and your water intake inside your body. So that's why you get hot.
And orange juice and shit like that. Yeah, because you got to have...
Yeah, but if you're having a shake, then you want some crackhead shit. They even gave you something that your body can't handle.
I mean, the worst thing that's ever happened to me off of this, really, I mean, the worst that my body does or the reaction that I can't control, and this is how people always know I'm thin, because they can tell on me, they can look at me, but like,
your jaw, your thin face.
I grind my teeth, so I'll just, like I'll start to just grind my back teeth for whatever reason, just out of nowhere, like this. And my jaw just shifts back and forth or whatever.
That's when you really thizzing. When I'm thizzing, it does it like that. I understand what you're saying, but when you thizzing hard, that's when your teeth really get to grinding. That's why I chew on gum when I'm thizzing. Like, I gotta chew on some gum because my mouth just be moving.
When you thizz, you need a thizz kit. All right, you need a whole thizz kit because then you're gonna be passing something. Now look, if you're a smoker, you're gonna need about a pound. Maybe a quarter pound, depending on how much money you got. But you're going to need at least a quarter, because one bag or two bags is not going to do it.
You definitely going to need about four packs off top.
You need two packs off top, because your ass going to want to smoke and smoke and smoke and smoke. You know what I mean? You're going to need something to drink, whether you smoke. I suggest orange juice and whatever you're drinking on. That's why I go with the orange juice and vodka. That's why I go with orange juice and shit like that, because it's easy. Orange juice is good for you, and it replaces the nourishment that you're sweating out. And, you know, it just tastes good while you're thinking. Trust me. I mean, that's why I know.
Keep plenty of ice water.
You know what I mean? Or, you know, the best thing for me, things it was, you know, you ever seen that Calypso Kiwi? That Calypso Kiwi Strawberry is green, because you know my color is green, right? You know, I'm the Hulk over here with it, right? AKA the Hulk. The green Calypso Kiwi Strawberry, I get that, sip it down a little, put some vodka in that, mix that up. Man, I am so straight. Got my pack of cigarettes in my pocket, you know what I mean? Bag of weed, you know, and pill too, you in the game. And 50, 70 bucks, and also, look.
Make sure you eat before you take a pill, because you ain't going to want to eat shit.
And make sure you do got money in your pocket. At least $100. At least $100 if you got. Because if you're going to want to buy something, if you want to do something off that pill, you're going to want to do it, and you're going to not want, and you don't want nothing to stop you. So, you know what I mean? You may want to drive down to the beach and run on the sand in your bare feet and drawers. You know, you ain't going to tell them what you may want to do. But whatever that is, if it costs money, make sure you got money in your pocket. Because like I said, you don't want to get pissed off. You don't want to be mad while you're thizzing. So you want to make sure you got all your bases covered. So if you want to do something, you're able to do it and to stay happy throughout your whole trip. Because one of the also tell me this, like, you could be all happy and everything throughout the whole little trip or whatever, what you're doing, and then one little thing could throw off the whole
situation. It can fuck it up. It can fuck it up.
And then
you
once
be mad.
Once you mad,
you mad.
It's harder to not be mad than to stay. You know what I mean? Because once you get mad, it's going to be so hard to get over. How are you not pissed off already? Shit, that's why I got fucking Friday here now, because this is the reason for to get our head off our chest. No shit, this is the party first today. A lot of motherfuckers got shit pissed off to be. You gotta get all that shit cleared up and get shit out of here before, like y'all talking about work, pop a pill and be the best part.
Y'all motherfuckers are pop. Y'all motherfuckers are popping that word. And you weren't even supposed to be there. You know what I mean? Try to go over to that motherfucker when you, you know, when you think it's closed and the cameras is out there and shit, trying to kick in the guy's pissed off or whatever. It's their job just on the win. You know, you don't want to do. You don't want to go through that shit. Trust me. I'm telling you stories. So make sure you have a good trip, y'all. Not a bad one, a good one. All right, that's what we're trying to make sure. At least because we're on this month. This is the topic to be the topic today. Because,
oh,
but like I said, Dagger doesn't. What am I gonna say? What's the word I'm looking for? I'm trying to do my public service announcement. Like, well, you should always, you know, be good. Don't dress. Don't dress are bad. You know, this is all bad. Like I said, be serious for a minute. I've also seen people who used to like pop like 2-3 pills a day. You know what I mean? Just awesome. Like that's just like, shit. You know, and then they get real sick.
Yeah, that's crazy right there.
That's how it's that high. And it's scary because, like I said, you can get too much of any drug and abuse it. This is where you get drug addicts from. This is where you get drug abusers from because, like I said, I've done these things, you know, but I am not an abuser. I am not an addict. I know the purpose of it. I know how to control it. Even though they say you can't, you can. But if you don't know what you're doing, or if you really just got something better going on, like I said, you got a good job, you got family you got to worry about, you know, you got kids you got to focus on, you know, there are certain people that shouldn't be doing these type of things.
Yeah,
and that's
exactly
what you do, because there's a lot of y'all that got no business doing this shit that's out there doing. And that's any drug. Some of y'all out there, you know, fizzles, coke, you know, some of y'all shouldn't be smoking weed. And I feel bad about saying, but some of y'all shouldn't. You know how many people are already fucked up beyond recognition right now? It's only 7:30. Like right now, I bet there's so many people just turned up already or getting ready to get turned up. Or been turned up all day, you ain't got shit else to do. You know? It's like, And then there's people that don't even need a reason to get turned up. See, me, I need a reason. Either it's a show, the homies is coming out, you know, somebody's birthday. You know, I need a reason.
Yeah.
Other people just got to, it's Thursday, fuck you.
Don't
get turned up. Fuck you. I got nothing else to do, why not? I used to be like that, but that shit don't last, y'all. It don't. Get that shit out your head early, or get it out the way early. See, I'm 30. The shit niggas is doing now, or my age, or think that I was doing it like 18. Nigga, I started really young on a lot of shit. Nigga, I wasn't fucking. I was old. But like, take it from somebody with some experience, y'all got to be careful. Be careful. This shit will put you in the wrong place at the wrong time, dealing with the wrong people.
Yeah, well, be careful. Make sure you have a strong mind before you take any drugs, because it will really, like, get to you. Like, because some people don't know how to control it. Like, I mean, I don't pop a pill and be like, oh, I'm cool. I don't want to take no more. But some people can't.
Well, they said,
you know, people try crack for the first time or crystal meth for the first time and get hooked off of it. It depends on your mind. Like, if you want to get hooked off of it, you're going to want to. Like, if you're steady thinking about something, of course you're going to get hooked off of it. But if you just do it, have fun for that night, and get over it, then you're not going to get hooked. Especially, like, if you don't want to go out there searching for the shit. But some people just go out there and search for it. Like, straight up. I done tried different drugs, and I'm not doing that shit right now to this day. Because I didn't like the effect. But even if I didn't like the effect, I have a strong mind. So some people won't like the effect but have a weak mind and let their body and their mind tempt them into doing something they don't want. That's just like when you smoke cigarettes.
Especially when it comes to ladies sometimes, too. Because like I said, I've seen it. I speak on shit and I've seen. Like I said, I know dudes that have done this. These bitches that pop pills in the club. You know what I mean? And then 15, 20 minutes later, I mean, oh, shit, fuck that, an hour, a couple of drinks or whatever, this bitch is fucking some random nigga in the bathroom, you know? Or those people out there that
use drugs as an excuse. Like, oh, man, I blame. Man, that thistle made me do this. Nah, it didn't make you do shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It
helps you do it.
Yeah, exactly. The most you did, it took down whatever little barriers you had up or whatever. But if you was really, like I said, if you really had those kind of barriers up, then the thistle shouldn't break those down. You know what I mean? It shouldn't. I hate when people use certain things for use excuses. Oh, I blame the thistle. I blame the drink. Oh, man, I was high. I didn't know what I was doing. When you use excuses for shit, and no, don't use excuses for nothing.
But you know what? Sometimes, like, on some real shit, though, like, it can make you, like, do things not necessarily that you already had in mind or that you wanted to do. Sometimes it just makes you a little bit comfortable. Sometimes it makes you say, I don't give a fuck. You know, sometimes it's just, like, not, you know, it just opens, it helps you. It gives you an opportunity.
Right.
But, like, some people really can't drink liquor. Some people really be fucked up, and they might be fucked up, and they can't think properly. Some people really can't smoke weed. Some people smoke weed and be laughing all day. You know, some people can't do shit, you know. Just because we take drugs or take liquor and react a certain way don't mean everybody's going to act like that.
All right, but I understand that, you know, it's not – if you can't control it, then you got to know that you can't do that. You know, don't, or you want to just give up, not give up, but if you just don't want to give a fuck for a day, or you just want to, like, fuck it, I'm going all out, whatever, then okay. But then the next day, don't be on some, like, oh my, you know what I mean? Don't try to take it back the next day after the drugs were off and everything. It's like, man, you did what you wanted to do. If you wanted to be home for a night, or if you wanted to do
what I'm saying is sometimes people really don't know what they're doing. It's some people out there who really have, like, don't really have control over their mind or over their emotions, or that's just like when some people drink gin, they start crying or they get upset. You know, it's just out of the blue. Like, you really drink gin and you gonna start crying or be mad about something out of the blue, just like straight up. You know, but some people really don't have that mentality and that friendship and that connection with other people that's going to at least try to help them. That's just like, it's this lady who stay in my building. Like, she get drunk and loaded, like, every motherfucking day. I'm talking about to the point where she can't, I'm talking about, like can't function, can't react, stumbling, falling all over her couch in her house. You know, me personally, I drink liquor. Like, I turn up bottles. But I don't like feeling stupid loaded when my eyes can't function. Like, I can't get a focus on my eyes, or, you know, I'm stumbling and wobbling and I don't know what I'm doing and my stomach hurts and I gotta throw up. I don't like getting loaded like that, but there's people out here who get loaded like that every day, all night, 24 hours, 360.
I'm outside my nigga Westwood's house right now as well, waiting for my nigga Westwood to get over here so we can go smoke some more weed and shit. But like I said, the neighbors next door right here, these people out here sitting, you know, they the people that just sit up, you know, every day and just drink beers, you know, malt liquor, you know. They go to the store, the liquor store on the corner, pick up the two.
I'm talking about taco, vodka,
and
English, like, every day.
Out here, every day, and they sitting in, I'm looking at them, and like I said, every time I come over here, they right here, day, night, they right here. You know, and these is old people, you know, and I think about it, I look at it, I'm like, y'all don't really got nothing else to do, nothing.
Hmm.
And they sit up here
that
and talk.
That is there to do.
But what is this? That's what I mean. That's the sad part about it. It's like, that's your thing to do. That's, you get up every day to get dressed, to go get you an OE or whatever, and sit here all day and just kick the shit.
Hmm.
And just drink till the sun go down, till you got to go back in the house because it's just too late. Sometimes you just don't even go back in the house. You out here saying your words and you know, and I know what it is.
That's exactly how she be. Just crazy, just doing crazy shit, like,
and
calling people back to back.
And back in the day, I used to have this girl I'm looking at right now. Back in the day, I used to have a crush on this girl. I used to want to take her down or whatever from over here. Because, you know, this is years ago. I've been coming over here for years. The homies grew up over here and shit, so I'd be stopping over here and everything. I had a crush on her. Looking at her now, I'm like, ugh. Like, where did it go? Like, what do I, you know, that's it. Because she got the beer belly, you know what I mean? She's titty sagging. Like, I guess years ago, she was on point. But it's just, what I mean, it's just a downhill. When you continuously just do the same shit and the shit that you do doesn't amount to anything, then that's a problem.
And you know what? That's when I realized, that's why I go back to what I said earlier. Like, I'd rather have a 9-to-5 and have friends and family that I kick it with. So when I do have those moments when I get super loaded and stupid drunk, it's worth it. I work. You know what I mean? Like, I deserve this shit. Not just to sit up and get loaded every day. Like, that's where all my money go to. Just getting faded, not having nothing to do for no reason.
I mean, what do you accomplish? Like I said, that's what I'm also saying, too. It's like, that's your accomplishment for the day. Like, I got fucked up today. You know what I mean? That's your accomplishment. You say that like you're proud of that. Like, nigga, don't you get fucked up?
Yeah. I'm chill. Like, just like, I want to go get a bottle right now. For real. Like, I'm trying to go get a bottle. Because I just got off work. I've been out of work since 10 to fucking 7. Like 6-something, I'm fucking tired. I deserve a bottle. You know, an hour ride, hour up there, listening to motherfuckers, taking, just doing all kinds of stuff. You need something to relax off of. Either it's coming home to little kids, reading them a bedtime story. I don't have no kids. If I wanted to go get a bottle and go to a party right now, I can't. That's what I do to relax myself.
That's what I'm talking about. That's one of the reasons why I don't have kids as well, because it's like, I got shit. I want to be able to, if I choose to get totally fucked up or whatever, I don't want to be responsible for nobody except myself or even myself. You know, like, these are reasons that people do this type of shit. There's reasons that it's like this. Oh, man, this shit is crazy.
The reasons. Come on, let me stop. This ain't karaoke night. That's on Wednesdays. I'm at Reflect.
Oh, yeah, I've been up there. Yeah, we got to see. I wonder how it looks. I mean, you've been up there. How's it looking?
Dagger, you're going to have to come on with me. I swear you're going to have a ball. Like, you're going to have to go to Maverick's flight on Wednesdays. Like,
well, you already know what Wednesday nights already. You already know that. West Coast Wednesdays, hump nights.
Yeah,
I know that.
West Coast Wednesdays. But, I mean, still after the show, you can come.
Oh, well, you still be popping that late. I didn't know.
Yeah, it'll be popping until like 1, 2.
No. I guess you're right. I'm going to have to come in and get my
Well, get your doo-wop on.
No, I ain't doing none of that shit. Fuck that. Dagger can't sing. I'm not going to try. Every time I try to sing, it's just funny, though. And I ain't going to do no auto-tune shit. Y'all got to auto-tune me on the
mic. Hey, I got someone auto-tune, and, like, on some real shit, like, everybody loves that shit. And I'm like, yo, y'all like this shit? Like, it sounds cool, but, like, it just depends on how you do it. You can't have a whole song, I turned it off, just straight up auto-tune. Like, come on now. You got to mix it up a little bit, but, yeah, you know, auto-tune is just the mic and the words and your voice. That's it. And the crowd, whoever's singing behind you.
See, there's another thing I don't fucking like. I hate waiting for people, to be honest. I really hate waiting. And only because I don't like to keep people waiting. Even on my end, I do sometimes keep people waiting for certain things or whatever. I mean, it just depends. But also at the same time, I tell people all the time, you don't have to wait for me. You know, if I know I'm going to be late or if I'm going to be late and you don't want to wait, then just don't. You know, that's my fault. Late. So if you don't wait, then, okay, I have to understand that and I will understand that. But at the same time, it's like, okay, if you're going to wait, then, okay, you choose to wait, but don't get mad when I get there and talk about I'm late or you wait or, you know, get on my head about me being late, but you chose to wait, you know? So
because some people just be so anxious to do something. So it's like, when you say you're going to be here at 7 o'clock, it's like, okay, well, I'm going to get this done and it's done with you, whoop. Like, I just take that as the time, well, if you're not here right now, when you say you're going to be here, that just give me a little bit more time to get faded and get relaxed.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
And
like,
get ready to function.
So, I don't know. It's been a good Friday so far. Like I said, it's still early. And that's why I also do the show early, because you realize, like I said, it's only going on 8 o'clock.
supposedly, you know, a lot of Fridays are just starting, like right now. Some people's Fridays, depending on when you're listening to the show and your time frame or whatever, your Fridays have already started. Or you're not listening to this and you're going to listen to this tomorrow and you're going to think about what you were doing the day before on Friday. So, I mean, there's different versions of ways you're going to get this show. But it's early for us on the West Coast here in L.A.
Yeah, it's real early. I mean, the club ain't even open right now. It's so early.
But around right now, you know, people are getting their plans together. There's a lot of calls being made. You know, probably a lot of people on Facebook on some what are you doing tonight type shit. People are posting up their events, trying to invite people. You know, it's just when you sit and think about it, and you just really think how the world works sometimes and how things happen. It's just a lot of
friend in the Netherlands, and it's so crazy because when I wake up, he's going to sleep, literally. Like, I just woke up, getting ready to work. He's like, well, I had a long day at work. I'm about to get ready to go to sleep. Like, it's 9 o'clock out here. It's crazy. It really is crazy.
Yeah, and then we'll be having people, like I said, the homegirl, Meek Lloyd, Daddy's News Media of the Week this week. She called in on Wednesday. You know, it was like, and that's only 3 hours difference right there. She was like 3 hours difference in South Carolina. What it do, Pippin?
Mm-hmm.
That's Witty checking in real quick.
You know what I mean?
Hold on, I got to put it on speaker.
Hold on.
Yeah, West Witty.
Yeah, what that shit do, West Witty. You know what I mean?
Witty.
Because we in the hood. Exactly, you know what I mean? This is for real out here. Niggas think it's a game. Yeah.
We try to
out here in these streets.
Just left. West with it and Remy ass out that way, nigga. Like, okay, now over here with West with it, about to fucking get, nigga. We worldwide.
Good, I don't fuck with that. You know what I mean? Like, that bullshit about nothing.
All right. Yeah, no, we good. So,
and look, you got to get like some blunts and some juice or something. Man.
What kind of juice, nigga? What kind of juice you want, nigga? Like,
fruit, nigga,
that didn't sound right, nigga. You got to air it.
Fruit juice.
Okay,
yeah,
terrifying. I don't like dropping in on people, you know, I don't care who it is. When you drop in on people, you know, you might catch something or see something you don't want to see or something like that. So I don't like dropping in on people. I always like to announce myself. Or because, you know.
Let it be known.
And then when I'm going, you know, I go over there. If I were to just park and just walk up in there or whatever and the wrong person in there and look at me that don't know me, you know, it's going to be a problem. You know, it's not one of the places you just go. And this fact is y'all gotta excuse me. Fuck Schoolboy. Alright? Y'all gotta excuse me. That's the dude I have beef with right here, and I'm just rolling by through the hood. And he over here at the other homie's house, and I know he there because the baby stroller's outside, which is his baby stroller, because this nigga's off the poo poo shit. But fuck him, though. I just had to get that off my chest real quick. I'm sorry if that just happened. Just now.
Fuck you, Friday.
But, yeah, but that's the nigga I just heard a diss track song, so I mean, I know y'all heard me talk about it, and that's the thing I'm talking about right there. Part of me want to knock on the door, like, nigga, fuck you, and then get back in the car and just keep going, but nah, you know. I'm done. But anyway, but yeah, y'all, so, shit, how much time we got? We still got about 7 minutes. What else do I want to say fuck you about real quick? Fuck people that can't drive, you know.
Fuck people who can't see.
You know, oh man.
Not the blind people. I take that back. I'm just talking about people who act like they can't see.
No, why are you talking about Stevie Wonder like that? You know, you was trying to.
Nah, I mean, Stevie Wonder with the business, he'll cut your ass out in a minute. You feel me? I ain't going to talk about him. You feel me? Fuck that. I ain't fucking with Stevie, like, for real. He might be blind, but. He'll knock some sense into your ass, some senses, if you get what I'm talking about.
I got some. Fuck the gas prices right now. I mean, I remember, like I said, it makes me sound really old when I say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Shit, I remember when gas used to be like a dollar and some change. You know what I mean? For like the good shit. For like
97 cents, 93.
Yeah, you know what I mean? 85. Like, Nigga, you can get everywhere all day, nigga, on $5, $6, nigga, and you were straight for the day at least.
You know what I mean? You can barely make it down the fucking street on $5, $6 now. I'm looking at my gas tank now, and I just put gas in this motherfucker this morning. And that's why I'm like, fuck. And my service engine light is on. See, I'm not going to say fuck my car because I need this car. But, I mean, this shit is kind of stressing a little bit. I'm working on it. Man, did I lose this
motherfucker? Plus the high-ass food prices. I swapped out for a minute, but, you know, I just came back like, fuck this.
Fuck people who can't handle their liquor. You feel me? Don't bring that shit my way because I'm trying to get turned up. You feel me? Fuck my ex. You feel me? Fuck my ex Eric because he on that bullshit. You feel me? I don't want shit to do with you, my boy. Like, we can be friends, but fuck you. Like, straight up. He already know that shit.
It's hard for me to be friends with my exes, man. Especially if you really care about them or whatever. You really
like. I'm cool with my exes. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Like I love them, and it's good that we can still have a good relationship. It just means that we wasn't meant to be with each other. You know what I mean? Maybe we moved too fast. Maybe it was just a physical thing. Maybe it was just a mental thing. Maybe it's just because you wasn't there for me when I needed you. But fuck you. You feel me? Fuck all these fake-ass motherfuckers. Keep it real. Like, straight up. Mia So Real said it. Like, catch me.
But go ahead and give a shout-out to Maya. Let's get up out of here, this fuck you Friday.
Shout-out to you, Dagger, for doing your thing, man. Like, you got it popping. Like, I'm trying to get on your level. Thanks for having me. Thanks for letting me work with you. Thanks for, you know, teaching me the ropes and everything that I need to do. I learned a lot from you. I'm doing it big. Shout-out to Boss Fly. Nika, she out here doing it. She had a little video shoot today. We're going to finish it tomorrow. Shout out to Boss Fly and the whole ENT. We out here. We in the streets. You feel me? Shout out, most definitely, shout out to BOHG. You feel me? Solo Monroe, T Prince, and everybody who in that camp that's coming along. You feel me? He got a show tomorrow at the convention center at 2 o'clock. You feel me? Yeah, shout out to everybody who's listening. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you for keeping the show popping. I want to thank you, you know? And, you know, catch me on Facebook at Mia So Real. Hit me up. I talk back. I'm not scared. I speak my mind. I'm single. You feel me? So, yeah, that's what it is. Catch me while you can.
All right, y'all. Yeah, this is fucking Friday because I know what it is. Dagger, LA West Coast, all that. Thanks for tuning in tonight. If you're tuning in, thanks for downloading. If you can come back and listen to this shit later, as we do every Friday, if you try to just get some shit off our chest and just kick it for a while, smoke a little weed, have a little drink, see what we got going on for the week. So be safe, be sound, do what you got to do out there. And, yeah, we'll see y'all next week. Oh, you're going to make a good living. See y'all, like I said, next week, Friday, 6 to 8. Fuck you Fridays, all talk, no music. Slap Sunday, 7 to 9. You already know where the original comes from. All right. The Triple M show on Monday, 7 to 9 again. That's just all music, no talk. What it do, Pippin? How you feeling? This is my man. Good looking. Same shit today. All right. Now I just did a little close out and everything. Hold on. I got to get shout outs. Go ahead. Shout outs real quick, man. Go ahead.
Shout out to all the YBs out here right now. If you're on there, know what it is.
Yeah, it is. Yes, sir. You look it up, man. I'll catch you later. All right, man. But yeah, y'all. Fuck you Fridays. Like I said, what I say, the Triple M show, Monday, 6 to 8. All right. And, of course, you know, Wednesday, Hump. All right. 9 to 11 with, of course, Queen V, where we talk about adult matters and adult topics. I'm signing off out here in the middle of the future of L.A. This Fuck You Fridays, and I'm not going to say fuck you to the church across the street that's in all Spanish. You know, Spanish people at church is a whole another thing right here. But I'm going to say that if you're going to live in America, English should be your first language, not your, like, fifth. All right? Because this is America. It's not like I go to China and get mad at them motherfuckers for speaking Chinese, or it's not like I go to Mexico and get mad at people that only speak Spanish and nobody speaks English. All right? This seems to be the only country where people feel they can come here and get mad at us for speaking English. All right? That's fucked up. That's dumb and it's fucked up. So, all right, y'all. We out. See y'all next week, and we'll see y'all on Slap Sundays. All right? Later.